Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said it's not the ups and downs of life that bother the average man. It's the jerks. We're happy once again to have the privilege of Bible study. We're glad you're listening, and we hope that you'll tell someone else about Bible meditations. We'd like to have as many listen as we possibly can have. And you can contribute to that by encouraging someone else to listen to our program. Let's return now to our study, and we were looking at an account in the 12th chapter of the book of Mark. The Sadducees, you remember there were Pharisees and there were Sadducees. The Pharisee believed in spirits and life after death, while the Sadducee denied those things and denied that there was any life after death. But showing their evil desire, they came to the Master with a question about the resurrection. They didn't even believe in the resurrection. Why were they asking a question along this line? Well, their question was asked, and Jesus reminded them that they were showing their lack of knowledge of God's Word by the question that they ask. "Ye do greatly err," Jesus said, "not knowing the Scriptures or the power of God." When people ask questions about the Bible, they need to have Bible knowledge, some Bible study, in order to come up with the right questions and to know what is really important for us in regard to our conduct. So a proper study of the Word of God is always necessary. Let me also remind you that there's a grave danger in the religious world in regard to some who might mislead other people. Now, the Sadducees would mislead people in their study of the Word of God. They didn't know God's Word, and so they led people in the wrong direction. But notice Jesus' statement in Matthew 7 and verse 15. Jesus said, "Beware of those who come in to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." In other words, you need to be careful who's teaching you. Be careful that you're not listening to something that's not according to the Word of God. No wonder then, when Paul talked to Timothy, his son in the gospel, a younger preacher of the gospel, he told him, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." Can you see the warning given there? Timothy, you preach the word. Don't change it. Don't even stop teaching it when some people don't want to hear it. You preach it in season and out of season. You preach it at all times. The reason? Because sometimes people depart from the faith. They go aside from what God has said. And so when they do, they want teachers who will tickle their ears, as it were, and lead them to think that what they believe is all right, even though it is contrary to the Word of God. So a warning is given. You preach the Word of God. There are a number of other passages just like that. For instance, Matthew 7. Begin about verse 21. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now let's stop just there with verse 21. Doesn't this verse say that it takes more than just saying, "Lord, Lord," for us to enter the kingdom of heaven? Why then is it that we've come to the place in our world that anybody, regardless of who they are, what they do, how they've behaved themselves, anyone is automatically at death entitled to heaven. We've gotten the idea that the Lord promised heaven is for anyone who dies. No, friends, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But, he says, the one that does the will of my Father in heaven. But is it possible for a person to think they're doing the Lord's will and be wrong about it? Well, look at verse 22 and 23. Jesus said, it's the one who does the will of the Father who will enter the kingdom of heaven. But many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Did it appear from that verse that they thought they were doing the right thing? Sounds like it, doesn't it? But he says to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So the Lord rejected what they were doing. It takes more than just thinking we're doing the Lord's will. We have to learn what his will is. And that will is revealed in the Bible. The Bible, then, is the book that tells us what the Lord's will is, and we ought to be obedient to it. In the 17th chapter, the book of Acts, the Bible says in verse 11 that the people of Berea were more noble than they of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. In other words, through studying and searching the scriptures, they were finding out if they were being led properly or if the person who was leading them didn't really know the right way himself. What a terrible situation that would be. It's reminiscent of the Lord's statement when he said, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. So if a person doesn't know the scriptures and he teaches somebody else what he doesn't know about the scriptures, both of them are in danger of losing their soul. I think you can see, as we have studied thus far, that there is warning given in the Bible concerning properly handling the Word of God and not being in religious error, but rather to be teaching the truth of God's Word. So when Jesus said to the Sadducee, you do greatly err, that just simply meant they needed to change direction. Why did they err? Jesus said, you don't know the scriptures. You don't know the Word of God. Now, when we pick up at this point tomorrow, the Lord willing, we'll point out how that we can know the Word of God even better and some aid as far as our Bible study is concerned. All of us need to understand what the Bible teaches, because it's the only book which deals with our eternal destiny. Other books may be important in this life, but no book that we would study touches both this life and the life which is to come, like the Bible does. We do appreciate very much your listening today, and we hope that you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.